Postcards from Greece with Father Peter Albin Hears. Father Peter is the founder of Uncut Mountain Press and the rector of the parish of the Holy Prophet Elias in a small village in the mountains outside of Thessalonica, Greece. In this podcast, Father Peter shares with us his 10 years of experience of living the faith and serving the church in Greece. Here's Father Peter.
In our last program, we spoke to you from the holy mountain of Athos, and we spoke to you of the divine services as they're performed on Mount Athos, and how important it is, and what care the monks take for all of the signs and symbols, and all of the order of the divine services be kept with devoutness, and with silence, and with attention, that they might enter in to the presence of God more fully. And we spoke to you about how important it is for us to follow the great examples of the Holy Fathers in every age, but especially that we might take advantage of the great experience that the Athenite Fathers offer us, invaluable experience of the spiritual life, and that we're going to try to pass on to you the little that we can, the little we know, and that which is universally applicable. For much of what is lived on Athos is not and should not be unique to Athos, but is universal. There being, as we said, only one gospel and one main path of salvation, which is in the church. Today we're going to speak about aspects of our personal rule of prayer and the program, how important it is for us to have a spiritual program, a daily program of spiritual life that we carry out without fail. This is something that one immediately observes upon visiting Mount Athos, whether it be in the Sidemitic monasteries or the cells or the skiti or wherever it might be in Athos. Each brotherhood, each monastery has their program, has their typikon, their way of doing things and their program, the way that they, the time, the daily routine, the habits that they cultivate, all of those things unique to each monastery but universal, and that each place, each brotherhood carries it out faithfully, trying to keep it on a daily basis and not allow distraction to enter in, not allow temptations and provocations of the worldly or the evil one to distract them from their program. This is a basic spiritual principle that if one does not have a program, a spiritual program, he will or she will not make progress in the spiritual life. Now, first of all, a spiritual program means that we have a life of prayer outside of the divine services. There are many Christians who think that it is enough simply to attend divine services in church, that this is the prayer that they're going to offer to God. This is their prayer life, and it is exhausted in the divine service. This is not the case. And this is a mistaken idea that circulates, and it is quite destructive. If one does not enter the divine services already in a spirit of prayer, because they've been praying on a daily basis in their home, in their spiritual closet, as it were, according to the words of the Lord, that close our door and enter in to the life of prayer, away from the eyes of others and alone with God. If one does not have that on a daily basis, little fruit will come from their presence in the divine services. So first and foremost, we're talking about a rule of prayer, which is given in consultation and with a blessing of our spiritual father. In most cases, at least in the Athenite tradition, this is certainly the case, this would mean that we would have a certain number of Jesus prayers. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. This is a basic staple, center of the rule of prayer of the Athenite monk. That they say hundreds or thousands of these prayers every day, and that the name of Jesus Christ is constantly on their lips throughout the day. But first and foremost, that this rule of prayer is kept. Now, in the kiliai, in the cells or in the skeets, when there's one elder and just a few monks with him, there might be a great variation in their rule of prayer. But it is customary, it is common, And certainly we observe that in the lives of the great elders of the 20th century, that they would spend hours, perhaps 5, 6, 7, 8 hours in their cell saying the Jesus Prayer. Beyond, this is above and beyond the particular rule of prayer that they have, which might be 3, 4, 5, 10 times saying the Jesus Prayer on the prayer rope. Now, that's an exceptional case for a lot of people, and even on Athos, it is not very common outside of the particular elders in Kelia and Skiti. In the Cenobitic monastery, it is customary for the monk to take his rest after the sun goes down, after the service of compline is said, to spend a few hours in rest, maybe 3 or 4 hours, 5, depending on the monk and his maturity and his how many years he's been in the monastery, etc., etc. All this with in consultation with his elder. And then he would rise several hours before the divine services began. Usually the divine services would begin around 3 in the morning. Sometimes during the year it might even begin 1 or 2 in the morning, and sometimes 3:30 or 4 in the morning, depending on the setting of the sun. On Athos, everything begins, the day begins, the clock is set, with the setting of the sun. So the monk would rise several hours earlier, say his rule of prayer, the Jesus Prayer, make his prostrations. It's a basic staple of the rule of prayer, is that a monk or a Christian would make prostrations. In that way, the body along with the soul is humbled before God, and the cultivation of a brokenness of heart is greatly aided when the body partakes of the spiritual prostration, let's say, before God, falling down before God and asking for his mercy. The whole aim of the rule of prayer is to attract the mercy of God, the love of God, to enter into the presence of God and his mercy and love. And so the monk would do his rule of prayer, do his prostrations, and then he would take breaks, and from time to time, if he was sleepy or drowsy, he might say the Jesus Prayer, making the sign of the cross with each prayer. He might do prostrations so that he not fall asleep. He might take a walk outside on the balcony, even if it's cold, or especially if it's cold, that he might wake up. He would do a variety of things to not allow drowsiness to overtake him in his prayer rule. And of course, the beginning of the prayer rule, most monks would drink some coffee. It's very customary on Athos today, drink a little coffee before the prayer rule begins. Usually they're up in about 6 or 7 hours before divine liturgy. So if they're communing on that day, they're drinking coffee plenty of time before, and their fast is not broken before divine services, for divine liturgy, that is. And so all the effort of the monk is to enter in to the Jesus Prayer, to say it with contrition, compunction, and for the name of Jesus to be on his lips and in his heart. Along with the Jesus Prayer and the prostrations, it's customary for a monk to read from the divine scriptures, the Holy Fathers, the Ascetic Fathers, the Niptic Fathers, Isaac the Syrian and John Climacus and the other great monastic fathers who gave such wisdom in their writings. And they would read that on a daily basis, along with the Psalter. And then they would, when they're finished with this in their rule, they would perhaps have a certain task before divine services began. Depending on their work in the monastery, they might have to go to the services early and light the candles and prepare for the divine services in the temple. Or they might just go and attend divine services without having a certain task. If they're cooking, they would have the task of preparing the meal during the services of midnight office and orthros, with the blessing of the elder, of course. And then when divine service is over, they would, on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and Sunday, they would go with the monks, the fathers, to the trapeza for the meal. And the meal is always considered on Athos a part and an extension of divine services. Prayers are offered before and after. They're more extensive than what is offered in the parishes or in the home of a layman. Then when they depart from the meal is always also accompanied by reading from the Holy Fathers. There's no talking during the meal. And when they exit the trapeza, those responsible for the meal, the cook and the person responsible for setting the table bow low to all those who exit as an expression of their asking forgiveness if anything was to their dislike, if anything was unpleasant. And the elder stands next to them, blessing those who depart from the trapeza. Then the monk goes on and spends the next 2 to 3 hours in most monasteries. This is not universal, but in most monasteries, they would take a break. And after the long vigil, and maybe sleep for 2 or 3 hours, depending again on the particular rule that they have. And then they begin the work day. Now, in the monastery, each monk has a different task. Others work in the garden. Others work in the forest, if they have a forest. Others work in the cooking, continuing cleaning, the library, with the guests. It's a variety of different tasks that the monk would do throughout the day. And then might take a short break before the service of Vespers. Time for them to read if they finish their tasks. It began Vespers in the afternoon. Vespers is much earlier than it is in the world, perhaps 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And again, after Vespers, they would eat a meal with the fathers and then a short break before compline, and the day begins again. Now, the reason I've kind of hurried through this program is because I want to get to how we can apply this to our lives in the world. Now, we have work to do. We perhaps leave the house very early. We drive far away. We have work all day long, and we're not in the house. Or if we are in the house and we spend the day in the house, we've got work to do all throughout the day. And one could ask, well, what kind of spiritual program could I keep? Can't keep vigil all night, and I can't do the things that you've mentioned the monks doing on Athos. Well, again, even on Athos, there's a variety of rules and a variety of ways of the monastic life, and in the world is no different. Each parish and each layman would have a different rule. The key is that that rule is stable, that it is blessed by the spiritual father, and that spiritual fruit is being produced. Again, we said we begin with the rule of prayer in the morning. We should get up from our bed, and it is another nugget of great spiritual wisdom from the Athenite fathers that no talking take place before we begin the Jesus prayer, begin our rule of prayer. That we not speak to one another, or we not enter into distractions or allow our mind to be taken away, the thoughts of the day and what the day is going to bring us. Certainly not turn on the television or the radio, but go directly after washing our face or perhaps other necessary preparations, we go directly without talking to the prayer corner and we say our prayer rule. And it would be good if you do not have a part of your prayer rule, the Jesus prayer, to incorporate it with the blessing of your spiritual father. And to incorporate some prostrations. If you're not doing prostrations, you should try to incorporate some prostrations, a few. A novice on Mount Athos, someone who's just beginning the monastic life, might have 100 or 150 or 200 every morning. That's for a novice on Mount Athos. But for someone in the world who's just beginning the prostrations and not done prostrations as a part of their prayer rule, they might start with 5 or 10 or 20 or 30, whatever they can manage. But whatever the case, it needs to be done every day. And not one day we do it and then we leave it for 3 and then we do it again. That is not going to bring us spiritual fruit. It is basic spiritual principle, again, that we have this rule and we do it every day. Now, we finish our prayer rule, begin our day. This, too, should be something that is done in a ritualistic manner, however you want to take it, a habitual manner. It is essential that we have good habits. Now, people say that in the world, and they don't mean the spiritual life, but it applies to the spiritual life as well. It is important that we have spiritual habits. We get into a habit of doing something on a daily basis. And we might slowly add to our morning routine listening to spiritual homilies, or having someone read during the morning meal from the scriptures or from the Holy Fathers. We might make an effort to include in our iPod homilies from the Holy Fathers or contemporary fathers, whatever we can do to fill our day with reflections on the spiritual life, and not just pass our day with idle thoughts and thoughts of our life in this world. Before we go to bed now, and the day we've passed and preparing ourselves for bed, it is also a great aid to our spiritual life if we stop and we consider how we passed the day, what we did wrong, what errors we made, what passions we've observed in ourselves. Did we yell? Did we scream? Did we judge people? What did we do wrong throughout the day? And what do we need to improve on? And that every night before we go to bed, we ask God forgiveness for that. And we vow with his help the next day not to repeat those same errors. This is what they would call in Greek a pneumatiko tamio, spiritual accounting. Just like those who have a business at the end of the day count how much money they made and how many goods they sold, we also need to count how much spiritual benefit was gained and how much spiritual benefit was missed or what we've lost spiritually, that we might make an accounting, give an accounting and observe ourselves, know ourselves, and understand our weaknesses and our strengths, and to really become an expert in observation of the spiritual life within us and how we're living it. So these are some of the aspects of the spiritual program of the monk on Athos, some of those things that we can apply in our own life, and how important it is to have a program, to enter into the daily life of prayer and not allow anything at all to obstruct that and to take us away from that. And wherever we are, at whatever level we start, and however slow the progress is, let it be something that becomes a habit, a way of life, and not simply a good wish or something that we do occasionally. And if we can do that, we'll make progress in the spiritual life, and we'll enter into the same spiritual way of living and thinking that the monks on Athos have given us and shown us throughout the centuries.
You've been listening to Postcards from Greece with Father Peter Albin Hears, founder of Uncut Mountain Press and rector of the Parish of the Holy Prophet Elias in the mountains outside of Thessalonica, Greece. This is a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.